puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Ah, yes, back in Manitoba many moons ago. That means it's time for another of Gordon Goldsboro's fascinating stories about abandoned Manitoba. And he's with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Laurie.
Well, last week, let me see, I think you gave me the clue of something about where Manitoba got its name.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, there's, of course, a lot of stories about where the word Manitoba came from, and it's pretty widely acknowledged that it is an Aboriginal word. There is, however, quite a lot of debate about whether it falls in one language or another, but a lot of the speculated origins relate to something to do with the Great Spirit, and sometimes, in fact, it's said that it relates to the sort of the Spirit's Narrows or the sound of the Narrows, and so the thinking is that the site where Manitoba really got its name was in the Interlake at the Narrows between the South Basin and the North Basin of Lake Manitoba, because there's an area there where the stones, the big boulders along the lakeshore, the crashing waves kind of sound like the beating of a drum by the Great Spirit.
Tell me more.
Well, today we're going to look at an abandoned site at the Narrows, in fact, just north of Highway number 68. If you're heading through the Interlake and if you're going to cross over that nice bridge at the Narrows.
It's nice. It's a very nice drive.
Very picturesque, yes. And just off the highway a little bit, you just take a back road and follow it along, and you end up at what looks like sort of a pile of large stones, but not just of a random pile. They're actually very regular shape, sort of a rectangular or square pile of very, very large limestone boulders. And when I first came upon it, I thought, what the heck is this thing? You know, and what purpose does it serve? Well, luckily, somebody has answered my question, because right next to it, there's a little monument that explains the history of it. It tells me that it's, in fact, a limestone burning kiln.
Limestone burning.
Right.
Is that sacrificing the limestone or what?
Well, it's to manufacture something called quicklime. Limestone, the chemistry of it is that it's calcium, carbon, and oxygen, calcium carbonate.
Mm-hmm.
But when you heat calcium carbonate at high temperatures, you know, and we're talking like 1,000 degrees Celsius, you can actually turn it into calcium oxide, CaO, which is called quick lime. Not lime, of course, as in the citrus fruit,
mm-hmm.
but lime as a very caustic chemical.
Dissolving bodies.
Yes, well, that's certainly one application of it. It's also quite widely used in making mortar and plaster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very important building material as well. And so going back well over 100 years, that area was one place in Manitoba where they manufactured quicklime.
Because they had the limestone.
Because they had an abundance of limestone there, yes.
Oh, and the kiln is still there? No.
Yes. In fact, there were apparently at one time as many as 12 kilns there. The reality was there was a lot of limestone there. And so it made sense to do the actual, what's called calcination, where they take the crushed limestone, the actual stone, and then they heat it to make the quicklime. It was natural that they would actually burn it there because there was an abundance of the actual stone. And there were as many as 12 kilns there at one time.
Because there's a big demand.
Well, certainly if you think about what was happening around the turn of the 20th century, Winnipeg was booming. I mean, the city was growing rapidly. Of course, you build a city, you need the building materials. And plaster and mortar and things like that were much sought after.
But now this column is called Abandoned Manitoba.
Yes, indeed.
What happened, Gordon?
Well, this particular case, there was a couple of brothers, the young brothers, James and Robert, and they established this quarry back in about 1896. They called it the Rose Hill Quarry.
That's nice.
Yeah. And they mined the limestone. They calcinated it to quicklime. They put it in bags. They loaded it on steamboats, and then they ran the steamboats down the lake, where they would then load them onto a train over on the White Mud River near Westbourne, and then from there they would haul them to market. But eventually, I suppose the distance was working against them. The fact that it was so quite far away, the fact that there was also a limestone source at Stonewall, much closer to Winnipeg.
Oh.
And
bad for business.
That spelled the end, I think, of the industry. It didn't go very long. As far as I can tell, it only ran really commercially for about a dozen years, and then it shut down. Although the kilns, I'm told, continued to be used by the local people who needed some quicklime well into the 20th century. In fact, it was only in the mid-1950s that the Young family, who still owned the site, eventually turned it over to the municipality.
So if you go there now, is it like a little park? You said there was a monument, or do you have to search around to find it?
Well, it's not something you would just naturally come upon. You kind of almost have to go to it. It helps if you have a map.
Is there a map? How can people find this if they're interested?
Indeed. Well, of course, one of the things I've been doing in my travels is to go around the province and find a lot of these spots. I always take my faithful GPS with me, and I get coordinates for it, precise latitude and longitude, which I then put on a map. And so if somebody really wants to know exactly where these places are, they simply follow my map. And it has a symbol on the map, says this is where it is. You can zoom the map in. So it'll actually show you, okay, I'm going down highway number 68. I turn right here, follow the road, and lo and behold, there it is.
And you find the map where?
It's on the website of the Manitoba Historical Society. If you go to www.mhs.mb.ca/abandoned, and you'll go to a long list of the places we're talking about.
Well, and we'll put a link to that as well. So go forth and find a lime kiln if you wish. Okay, we're ready for next week's hint.
Okay, we're going to go from the sound of the Narrows to a bowstring.
A bowstring. Like a bow and arrow or a fiddle?
Well, it could be imagined both ways, but in this case, it's going to be a bow and arrow.
Ah, well, something to ponder till next week. Thanks a lot, Gordon.
You're welcome, Lori.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. That was Gordon Goldsboro, our abandoned Manitoba columnist on the CBC Manitoba Weekend Morning Show.